Shalom Aleichem, on behalf of Teach 613, we welcome you to Take 10 for Talmud. Bechoros Yud Ches, Bechoros 18a, pagination is 35. We're going to start on the facing page on the fourth line explaining the Mishnah. You'll recall from yesterday's session that the Mishnah gave us a case. You could see it on the bottom of Yud Zayin Amud Aleph 17a, of an animal that gave birth, its first birth, to two males at the same time. In the words of the Mishnah, Yatsu Shnei Rosheyen Ke'echos, the heads came out at the same time. And the ruling over there was, Rabbi Yossi Aglili Omer Shneihem LaKohen. Rabbi Yossi Aglili held, they both go to the Kohen. Now indeed, we have the Chachamim of a dissenting opinion, which is the way we saw it brought in Shulchan Aruch, Efsha Letzamtzei. We don't have the births happening at the same time. We assume that one of them preceded the other, and it's a question of how to handle it. You could handle it by assuming that the bigger one forced its way out first. You could handle it by Hamotze Mechaver Olav Araya, the Kohen has to prove if he wants to extract, and therefore you can only take the less expensive one. But bottom line, according to the Chachamim, it's not assumed that they actually were born together. But going back to the opinion of Rabbi Yossi Haglili, with which the Mishnah began, Shneihem LaKohen, it happened at the same time. Let's see the Gemara. Again, four lines down on Yud Zayin Amud Beis. Amri Devei Rabbi Yanai, L'Rabbi Yossi Haglili Sham Inan Lei. What do we see from Rabbi Yossi Haglili's opinion? De Omar Efsha Litzamtzem Bidei Shamayim. That even things that happen from heaven, meaning haphazardly, just events in the world, not a specific miracle or anything specific, just things happen, you don't assume that it happened simultaneously. V'kol shekein bidei Adam. And certainly, I'm sorry, let's say that again. Efsha Litzamtzem, we do have the possibility that they happened at the same time, even though it's happening haphazardly. V'kol shekein bidei Adam. And certainly, if some human being is intending to do it at the same time, certainly it could happen at the same time. V'rabbanon, and the Rabbanon's opinion, the Chachamim of our Mishnah, Bidei Shamayim, Efsha Litzamtzem. We do not assume that things that happen haphazardly happen at the same time. Bidei Adamai, what would they hold in the case where a person intentionally is trying to get it exact? Do you hold that he could get it exact? And this, as we'll see from the way the Gemara continues with this, is even in measures. I'm trying to get it really precise. Do we assume that indeed you're able to get something at the exact halfway mark, for example? Is that possible? Or there's no question that there's some degree of human error, even when you're trying to get it right? Tashma, come here a proof. Chutshal Sikra, there was a thread that was the demarcation line, Chogro Boemtza, that was girded, so to speak, on the Mizbeach at its midpoint, Lahavdu Bein Damim Elyonim Bein Damim HaTachtonim, to make a differentiation between the bloods that are supposed to be applied on the upper half and the bloods that are supposed to be applied on the lower half. So if they were able to put a chut shel sikra, a thread, at the midpoint, apparently they're able to get it really precise, because if they're off in the slightest and someone relied on their marking, he might actually be putting what he thinks is above the midpoint, he might be putting it below because you were off by a half a centimeter and he brought it to the edge of the limit. Even when a person is trying to be precise, it's still not possible to be precise. There are going to be times when a person thinks he's putting in the upper and really it's in the lower, or the lower and really it's the upper. You can't bring it down to a thread. And the Gemara says, you know, that's a good point. Demirvech ba purta. It was not exactly a thread. They made it a little bit wider to accommodate human error, and therefore it was accurate. It was a little thicker, so that any area of margin of error was already excluded. A person would only put it above what was marked, or below what was marked, and the marking was thicker than a thread. Let's skip down to four lines up from the bottom. Tashema, come in here. Nimtza mechuvan ben shtei ayoros. You have the case, Rachmana Litzlan, of a person who was killed. The case of Egla Arufa, the end of Pasha Shoftim. The body lies exactly, precisely between two cities. They're both going to have to bring an Egla Arufa for a total of two. My time, what's the reason? Must be that when people count, they're able to be precise, and therefore when they counted which city is closer to the dead body, and they got that it's exactly the same, we're able to say, yeah, it is, it's exactly the same. Your measurement is precise, and we don't turn around and say, oh, you're for sure off, and only one of them is really the one. We accept their measurements. By the way, you also have to understand the psukim that the mitzvah of Egla Arufa could fall upon two cities. Because if you hold that it's only one city ever, then when it's totally precise, maybe everyone's absolved or something like that. You have to be willing to accept that it is possible for two cities to bring an Egla Arufa. But putting that aside, that's a drasha issue. But our topic of Efsha Letzamsem, is it possible to be precise or not? Apparently, from the calculation, being accepted means that we do accept the idea that when you try to make it precise, you could get it exactly so. Now, Taisus explores another dimension over here, that in a certain way, the mere fact that the person died between two cities should also be something for us to discuss. Because that's something that was bidei shamayim, that happened haphazardly, where he died. But the Gemara, as Rashi understands it, is talking about the calculation which the human being tried to do with total precision, and we see that that calculation is accepted, and we do indeed assume that it's precise. Again, thinking back to the Mishnah, did these two animals experience birth at exactly the same time? So the opinion that we used to introduce this discussion, Rabbi Yossi Aglili, said, yeah, it could be. And he's saying that even when it's haphazard, and then that discussion gets extended, what about if it was intentional? Would the Chachamim agree? Let's move on to today's daf on the second line at the end of the line. Nemo kitanoi. Let's see, maybe this is a machlokes tanoim, and the Gemara continues with different approaches to this topic of counting the distance, calculating the distance between the cities. About a quarter of the way down towards the end of a line, my hava Allah, what's going to be with this? What was the end of such a discussion? Amar of Chia bar Avin, Amar of Amram, Tana, we learned, Nimtza mechuvan b'shtei ayaros. If you have a case where the body is found, calculated exactly between two cities. Rabbi Eliezer, Amar shtei meviyah shtei agalos. Rabbi Eliezer, as we saw, said that the two cities have to each bring their own egla arufa for a total of two. V'chachamim omrim, but the chachamim say, listen closely, this is the way the Rambam paskins, yaviu egla achas b'shutfis v'yisnu. They bring one egla arufa, joint, they pay for it together, and they make a condition. If we're the ones who are not obligated, then we relinquish our right and give it totally to the other city. And the other city says the same thing, and they bring it, and whoever is the correct one is the one that it works for. Maika Savri Rabbanon, what are the Rabbanon holding? Ika Savri Rabbanon de Efsha Letzamtzeim, if they hold that you could be precise if you try, Ukurova Vafilu Kurovos, and it's possible for more than one city to have to bring an Egla Arufa on the same incident, Laisi Tarti, so that they should bringing two. V'ikurova v'lokurovos, and if they hold that only one city can bring and not two, afiluchadelo laisi, so then you shouldn't even have to bring one egla arufa because it ends up, we calculated, that the two cities sent doesn't fit the parameters of the pasuk that says one city shall bring. Elalav shmamina, what must be is, Kasavri Rabbanan E.F. Shalit Samtsim Vafilu Bidei Adam. You can't be that precise even when you try to be, even when a human being consciously tries. Shmamina, and that's the rule. Indeed, Rambam Rotseach Shmiras Nefesh Periktes Halacha Ches writes this case up and concludes. You can't be quite that precise, even when you try to be. And the exact midpoint with precision, that's not assumed to be found correctly. And that's why the halacha here is yisnu. They should both pay for one egla arufa and make a condition that they're relinquishing if they are not the ones obligated. Likewise, by the Chut HaSikra, we saw that they make it a little bit thicker because to get the exact spot is not assumed to be true or accurate. Yashar Koach, thank you for joining.